Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It is February 13th, 2024, NXT. We got some new tag team champions. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, and I'm here with Issa, NYC Demon Diva, who, man, just had her fill of hanging out with me last week in Las Vegas, Wednesday and Thursday.
I feel like you had your fill of hanging out with me because
I could have easily stayed out later. You know,
I know you could. I know you could. You were a real sport. I have fun. I had a blast hanging out with you. People were asking me, it felt very normal. Me and this guy, we've been friends for years. It was just a matter of being in person. But I thought we had fun.
I had a really good time. And what I liked about it is because, yeah, I'm exceptionally comfortable with you. I mean, we've spent at this point easily 1,000 hours, probably yep. 2,000 hours talking to each other. It was just really comfortable. And even when we were hanging out with other people from other websites and some wrestlers and some folks, like, it just felt like it felt very natural, comfortable, just relaxed. It was nice.
You rode a roller coaster.
I know, you got me. And we went to a magic show. We went and saw David Copperfield.
That was fun.
That was crazy. I've been telling a lot of people about that. I'm like, that is the weirdest thing I've done in a while.
Yeah. We kind of just planned it on the spot too. We were just trying to figure something to do that was indoors because it was too cold. That's where we ended up.
Yeah, well, it was because I was trying to think because we went and saw the Bellagio, and we're going to get to NXT, folks, but please indulge us. And you could see photos and video and everything on Instagram.
Yeah, my blog's coming out soon. I'm still working on editing it.
Gotcha. So, we were hanging out. We went to the Bellagio Fountains, and we were trying to figure out something to do.
We ate pizza.
We ate very good pizza, and I've been thinking about that pizza, and. I'm like, I should go back and get more of that pizza. That was some good pizza.
I'm out of my freaking entire pizza. Well, what was it, like half that went to waste? Like, I'm like, man, I should have just reheated that.
Yeah, I know. But I was saying that my wife doesn't care for magic. She thinks it's the devil's witchcraft. So I said to Issa, I was like, let's go see a magic show. And we just spur the moment, bought tickets to David Copperfield.
When I come back, we're going to see Chris Angel.
Absolutely. He'll be live later this month. But David Copperfield was good. There was a lot of unique illusions. There was a fair amount of audience plants.
Hey, Glenn.
Okay, so here's the deal. Anyone, if you go see David Copperfield, when I go see it again, when he asks someone up on stage, a woman up on stage, just start yelling out Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God, stop. They'll get kicked out. No, don't do that. Do it.
Totally do it. Okay. So, we went to the WrestleMania press conference on Thursday.
I thought that was, I have fun. I know some
fun.
People didn't, but
we got shut out of interviews. A lot of wrestling media got shut out of interviews.
No, they weren't there for wrestling media. They were there for the mainstream media.
Yes. And what's really more mainstream than the two of us? But we recovered. We had a good time. We rode a roller coaster. It's good. So I look forward to when you come back out. But I guess we should talk about NXT. That's what the people are here for tonight. Although, man, I'm still buzzing last night about Raw and Cody and Seth.
Yeah, we should.
Because I was...
Hold on 1 second. I just want to point out Mike Martin in the chat. He did bring up Del Taco when we were figuring out what to eat. I shut it down immediately.
We saw a sign that said Del Taco. Issa, as you may or may not know, Issa's not big on food.
Glenn found out that I'm not lying about the whole I don't eat.
And then she like devoured the toppings of half a pizza.
Yeah, I pick up my pizza. I tell everybody this. I'm weird. I did really good with the alcohol, so you can tell me I didn't do good with that.
That's true.
But yeah, okay. So last night, I will say the first person that said, oh my God, it's going to be a tag match was you. Immediately. I don't think we had even left the T-Mobile Arena. And you were like, oh, it's going to be a tag match.
Yeah, it's going to be both, I think. I think night one, It's going to be Roman and The Rock versus Cody and Seth. And here's the cool thing about this. This is what I love about this. Night two, people have said that's the bigger night of WrestleMania. And for the fans, Cody versus Roman, that is the bigger night of Mania. But WWE is going to get all this press attention and a lot of people tuning into night one. And that's going to make more people excited to see night two.
Why would you risk your night two main event on a tag match of night one?
Because right now there have been so many injuries. WWE is like, what's the worst that can happen?
No, Cody's little peck goes pop.
I don't think he's going to pop his peck again.
It happened before, and then he showed up at Hell in a Cell and wrestled because he's a tryhard.
So what are the odds it happens twice, Issa? I don't know.
Listen, Seth Rollins has literally the same injury he had right before WrestleMania 33.
Yeah.
So
tag matches are safe. It doesn't need to be a spot fest.
Are they safe? Isn't that how Rick Boogs went out at WrestleMania and we never saw him again?
Good point.
Nothing is safe. Like, freak accidents happen. Look at CM Punk. He like literally came out and got injured.
fairness to my fave, Sami Zayn got taken out for an injury for a year just
fist bumping.
No, that's he was raising his hands to like cheer at the audience, and he threw out his shoulder. I mean, yeah, things happen.
That's what fist bumping is, Glenn.
That's what. Pumping his fist. No, I thought he's bumping.
Yeah, fist bumping. You know.
Yes, I understand. But we'll see what happens. Issa, night two of WrestleMania XL. Does Cody finish the story and defeat Roman Reigns?
No.
Okay, there you have it. She predicted it first.
The story has never been about Cody. Has always been about the bloodline. If it's not The Rock, it's going to be Seth, but somebody is going to screw him over big time. And it should be The Rock for taking that away from him. Why would you? He is, what did you say? Like, he gave the main event and he was like, no, I changed my mind. I take it back. That's not going to go unnoticed by The Rock.
Oh, and when The Rock comes out and attacks him, he says, no take backs.
Well, okay, hear me out. Cody wins by DQ, so he can't win the championship. Yo, I will pop so hard.
I think if The Rock calls him, then you could do Cody versus Rock at SummerSlam. You could do Roman versus Seth.
It could be Seth too, because Seth, sweet talking him yesterday, I don't trust him. A week ago, you were begging him to pick you. Now you want to be on his side? Doesn't make sense. The whole point is everybody screws Cody. The tribal chief retains and the title ring goes on and on for as long as Roman and I decide.
When would you decide to have Roman's title reign end?
It feels up to me. He'll retire with it.
Okay. When does he retire?
Whenever. You know what? No. I'm going to give it a date. 2028.
Wow. 4 years from now.
That's nothing.
Okay.
Baron Corbin said, tonight, I haven't had a championship in 6 years. I never felt older. I was like, it's been 6 years. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Time flies, Glenn.
It does.
Unless you're seeing Dave Copperfield. Like, that show felt pretty long.
The third act, the big finish, went on about 10 minutes too long. They could have
talking about how we used to see him making the Statue of Liberty disappear. Now he's just talking to aliens. Like, it's weird.
And he's so over it.
But I think that made it more entertaining. It was like his sarcasm and like dry sense of humor was so on point.
Yes. Maybe next time we'll do a double feature. We'll do Chris Angel and Carrot Top if you want to see somebody that's really over it.
Okay.
Yeah, Carrot Top is old and angry and it's amazing. Okay. let's talk about NXT tonight. Corbin didn't say Wolf Dogs at the end of the show. That disappointed me.
He's gonna say it.
Yeah, he's got to say it. We opened tonight, though, with a match I was really looking forward to. We opened the match in progress of Von Wagner and Mr. Stone attacking Noam Dar and Oro Mensah.
Yeah.
Robert Stone brought Von Wagner's kids that he's raising.
So wrong.
When they were walking in, and look, if you're not an NXT fan and you saw that image of them walking in and one kid riding on Vaughn's suitcase and their kid in Robert Stone, and you would say, who's the father of these children? You would say Von Wegg.
I don't know, Glenn. You really believe this.
It's, I mean, in kayfabe, yes.
I know. I forgot that this match was happening, but I was excited for it. I thought Robert Stone looked great.
This was a fun match. I mean, it was meaningless, but it was fun.
It wasn't meaningless. It was to let the kids down because they lost.
Well, and yeah, Metaphor won the match. But here's the thing about Von Wagner and Robert Stone. We had the Von Wagner backstory, I think, which really got him over as a babyface, talking about his childhood and the issues he had with his skull being made fun of and going through the process to try and correct it as best he could. That was a really good story. We had Von Wagner and go to therapy. We had Von Wagner and Robert Stone hanging out with Robert Stone's family. And they've been doing all this build, and then they get this match. Von Wagner loses against Omdar in the Heritage Cup match. They lose then against the Metaphor. What is going on with Von Wagner? Wasn't he supposed to be on the main roster like a year and a half ago? Like, this is... they keep giving him TV time, and I like what they're doing with him and Robert Stone. I like what they're doing with the kids, but it's just like, they got to start winning some matches.
They will. I mean, they, in their eyes, they protected him, right? By having Metaphor cheat their way into winning. But yeah, I don't know where we're going with this. I just feel very over it, but I don't think it's because of Von Wagner and Robert Stone. I think there's something about Metaphor. Like, I really like Lash Legend and Dakara Jackson, but the rest of Metaphor just doesn't hit for me.
Yeah.
I don't seem to become involved in anything they do. The trophy, nothing that they do, I find myself like really caring about it.
The Heritage Cup match rules still are insane to me.
Yeah.
But Metaphor, though, their entrance and their vibe, completely down with. Sure. Dylan Matthews, Australian $7.99. Thank
I
you,
love
Dylan.
International money. What?
Glenn and he says the truth that the Bellagio Fountain slapped the S out of Cody too.
Yes. But it didn't hurt as bad as when The Rock slapped him. God, I love that moment, Glenn. I've replayed it over and over every day. It's insane how many times I've replayed that slap. Have you replayed it, Glenn?
I have not rewatched the press conference, but I feel like I've seen that teaser a good 30 times now.
The slap. Trailer.
Well, they show it in the teaser, don't they? There's no slap in there? I thought they showed it.
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's in my mind. I could see it in my mind. And Seth coming to Cody's defense. Defend his honor. Yeah, it is what it is. So after this opening match, we had Chase U, fun segment.
They're back!
Yes, JC Jane making a payment to Adriana Rizzo.
I love that. She said, I mean, the calendar's so great, so I even put a little extra in there for you. What a legend JC Jane is.
Yeah, this was really fun.
Why didn't we see anything in regard? Like, Tia Hale said, I'm going to go talk to Riley. We have a date, and then nothing followed up with that. I'm assuming we'll see the
tonight.
Date next week.
Yeah, there's
so it's gonna be past Valentine's. They should have shown the date tonight.
So for people that don't know, they're taping two NXTs tonight. They're taping another one after the one we just saw. And then on Friday, they're taping two SmackDowns because they're going to have the some key crew, maybe some talent going to Australia
and
for Elimination
Rock
Chamber.
Rock are there to slap Cody again.
Oh, are they going to Australia? Roman and the Rock?
No, why would Roman?
Oh, Friday. I don't know.
I already told you, we're not going to have the tribal chief get any bag under his eyes or any jet lag.
Okay. Well, they'll be on SmackDown Friday, which is going to be very exciting. I think it's going to do a huge rating.
I cannot wait.
That's going to be good.
Did you see Cody's comeback last night on Raw? He said, Rock, I'm going to hit you back. But that is the weakest freaking... He's not hitting him back.
I like the promo last night. Just because it validates everything I've been saying.
Why did you like it? Because he said he was a cancer? He told Walter Mercado now, like he's going to talk about astrological signs? God.
I get that reference.
Walter Mercado's my hero. Thank you very much.
There you go. I like Seth kind of being the hype man for Cody. It's kind of fun.
He's not the hype man. You don't trust Seth. No, like Cody's an idiot.
But I like your idea. I haven't heard anybody else proposed the idea that Seth costs Cody on night two.
Why wouldn't he? Cody is the reason why Seth is coming off as the loser's bracket champion.
Because
if Cody would have came out and said, no, I'm going to pick Seth, we wouldn't have this issue. But Seth should want some payback. Seth should want to say, no, I'm the number one guy. None of you guys are. And he's gonna be the one. I'm telling you. I thought it was going to be The Rock, but maybe not.
The Rock wants the heat. Seth doesn't want that heat. That's like bigger than Dominic Mysterio heat. If you're the one that cost Cody the championship at Mania for.
Oh, my God. People will pay for that, Glenn. Look at Melo right now. Oh, amazing.
Maybe Dominic Mysterio comes out and costs Cody the.
No, it's going to be Seth or The Rock. It could be The Rock. The Rock is already eating that heat. So.
Yeah. Oh, something occurred to me last night.
What?
So this is a non sequitur because I mentioned Dominic Mysterio. Has anyone brought this up? R-Truth revealed like 3 years ago that little Jimmy fell in with the wrong crowd and went to a juvenile detention camp. And I'm thinking there's got to be an angle where little Jimmy, through Tom and Nick Mysterio, can maybe get into Judgment Day and then get R-Truth in.
Okay.
Just putting that out there. This is literally, I was awake at 2 in the morning and this popped into my head. And I was like, ooh, that's a really good idea.
I was awake at 2 in the morning. I watched the Slap.
The limited event miniseries, The Slap?
No, Cody getting slapped by The Rock. Okay. Slap.
Different slap. Okay. But Lil Jimmy should be in Judgment Day.
No, we don't need to be introducing anybody else to Judgment Day. It all went downhill with JD and look at it now. No, I need Judgment Day to go back to seriousness. Mr. Money in the Bank needs to be taken seriously. He is a threat. And right now he's just like making TikToks with R-Truth. No, we're not going to do that.
Okay, what if Senor Money in the Bank cashes in during Cody's main event at Mania?
I would love it. Oh my God. I would flood the stadium with happiness. As long as the story doesn't get finished. That's all. I'll pay money to whoever costs.
Okay. Well, speaking of stories, what about Ridge Holland tonight taking on Gallus?
What a kill the moment.
In a gauntlet match that ended due to outside interference.
How stupid. How stupid. He should have just let him face everybody like he wanted. You know what I mean? Because that's ultimately what ended up happening.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to feel any kind of sympathy for Ridge Holland. And then they're like beating him up. So I'm like, oh God, who's going to make the save? And then I realized it's Ridge Holland. Nobody's going to save him, right? So I'm like, ain't nobody making the save here. So then he starts overcoming the odds and I get even more annoyed.
Yeah, I'm with you. Von Wagner and Mr. Stone were backstage with Lexus King. Lexus King was dunking on them for losing.
Lexus King dunking should not be in the same sentence. But you're right, that's what happened.
Yes. We saw Noam Dar and Oro Mensah catch your favorite faction, Issa, the No Quarter Catch Crew.
I still don't know who they are.
The NQCC.
I still don't know who. Every time they show up, it takes me like a solid 2 minutes to remember who they are.
Do you think Drew Gulak helped The Rock put together that slide?
Oh, 1,000%. The bloodline, yeah, he helped. He's an expert in computer programs, you know? Especially PowerPoint.
Especially PowerPoint. None of this Apple keynote PowerPoint for him.
Who's using PowerPoint?
Everyone uses Google Slides or Keynote.
Yeah, ain't nobody using PowerPoint. How lame.
I mean, I still have. I'm a Windows guy, though, so I use PowerPoint.
That's disgusting, Glenn. Our friendship has just ended.
There are like Google Slides doesn't have like it's all those stock templates. It looks generic as hell.
Okay, so get a designing program.
Go to Canva. I don't like Canva. Yeah. Much.
Why don't you like Canva?
It's just not. It's too easy.
What? Make up your mind. As long as you stop using PowerPoint.
Well, we should do a tech podcast where we literally just have debates about technology. Yeah. We'll talk about this next time you're in Vegas after you've had your liquid dinner.
Listen, I love that piña colada from Best Friend. I actually really, that might have been my favorite spot vibes-wise that we went to.
Oh yeah, so it looks like a liquor store, but they have food.
Well, they had alcohol. You ate. I drank, but that piña colada was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about this. This, aside from the main event tonight, this is my favorite match tonight, which was Lola Vice versus Tatum Paxley. One, Lola Vice, great in the ring. Got a win. Tatum Paxley's got moves. That reversal she did where she like popped up into a backflip. Oh my God. That was so cool.
Yeah. This match was solid. A lot of the women's matches tonight were solid, but this was fun. Very intrigued by Lyra finally giving in to Tatum Paxley. And I love seeing Lola Vice get a win because they bury her cash in. Then she lost last week. I know she did defeat Elektra, so she's on a 50-50. And if there's something worse than being on a losing streak, it's being 50-50. You either need to be a winner or a loser. We don't do that in between stuff.
Tatum Paxley, for a character that's supposed to be secondary, doing this stalker gimmick and whatnot, she's a very good wrestler.
Yeah.
Looked really good in the ring tonight. I was really impressed with Tatum. She hasn't been given this much of a match, this much of a showcase. But then the twist, with Lyra Valkyria coming out to cheer her on and give her support. And then at the end, Tatum loses, is knocked out. Lyra, it's like the ending of The Bodyguard. Like, Lyra's just carrying Tatum to the back, solidifying their friendship. It was beautiful.
No, you did not. No, what? You did not. It was like the ending of The Bodyguard. Stop! Yeah. Oh, that popped me.
Make an edit of that and put Whitney Houston. Put I Will Always Love You underneath that.
Dylan will get on that.
Yeah, Dylan. Put Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You underneath Lyra carrying Tatum out of the ring.
That was great. That was actually a great reference.
It was so good. The storyline, though, it's like, where do we go from here? Well, we went backstage, and then Shotzi brought it to Lyra, and they're going to have a title match. And I like how Tatum was kind of pretending she was passed out and enjoying all the attention, and then woke up and like, oh, we got a match next week.
I'm excited for Shotzi versus Lyra.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be great. I love Alicia's comment in the chat. She says, Lyra made the mistake of engaging with her stalker. You're absolutely right. You shouldn't give them false hope. That's it. They don't stop. You know, once you start like engaging, it gets worse because now they think that you are friends.
They are BFFs.
Or maybe they think that they have a shot, Glenn, you know, when in reality, they don't have a shot. You know what I'm saying, Glenn?
Okay, but what if somebody wrote a song for you? Would that get them a shot?
No.
Wow, not even a song. What if they made a music video for the song?
No, Glenn.
Even then, wow. What if they got cameos from like famous people to almost ask you out on their behalf? Would that give them a shot?
No, Glenn.
Wow. If I'm ever single again, that's going to be my move. I'm going to just send cameos like.
You're going to ask all your friends, like be like, hey, can you help me out with this?
No, I'm going to go on Cameo and I'm going to be like, hey, David Faustino, can you ask this person out for me?
Unless you get the alien from the David Copperfield show.
I'm getting kicked out. I'm going to yell Abraham Lincoln next time I go.
I'm going to go with you. We'll do it together. We'll get kicked out together. Imagine like that will be on our resume, banned from the MGM Grand for
ruining the David Copperfield magic show.
That's legendary right there. Then we go eat pizza at the spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where was it? The area? Was that at the area?
The Aria, yeah. Okay. The Moneyline Pizza.
Moneyline Pizza. 10 out of 10, guys. 10 out of 10.
So good. So good. And whatever they did for the vegan pizza there was like next level. It was so tasty. But Lola tonight winning over Tatum. Good move. Lola's getting some momentum. Lyra, Paxley. Let's see what happens from here. But then, Luca Crucifino was backstage introducing himself to Tony D'Angelo. It's finally happening.
Amazing. You know, we've been waiting for this collab.
Is he going to try and void the Wolf Dogs victory next week?
Why?
Well, because he was saying like, is it really a fair match if it was made under duress? You know, like he was trying to give him an argument. That'd be kind of fun to have him.
He might. I like this interaction. I like seeing him. It makes sense to put him with the family.
Do you think, I don't think this is happening, but okay. I'm going to give you a theory in a second. Jada Parker took on Adriana Rizzo tonight. Jada also won. Adriana did okay in her match. It was good, but it wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good, but it wasn't good enough. She got some good offense at the beginning, but then Jada just looked really dominant.
Right.
For the last stretch. But do you think the family's not getting called up, are they? Because it was a bad night for the family. I mean, Tony D and Stax lose, Adriana loses.
I don't see them getting called up quite right now. But I can totally see them getting called up at that after Mania group of call-ups.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Killer Demon saying, I didn't get the segment with Tony D and Luca. Luca is an attorney, and he was giving Tony advice that the match tonight, because he was kind of forced into it.
They're meant to be.
Yeah, Luca's meant to be, to help Tony get out some chance. Yeah,
1,000%.
I mean, we saw that the second we saw Luca's gimmick.
Yeah, I called him, which that comes, Tony D.
Well, but he's like an attorney, though.
Tony D, but he doesn't eat.
He's like the Team U, Tony D.
Yeah, well, how'd they get all that money for the Super Bowl ad?
I don't know. It was super weird.
They're stealing credit card info.
They got it. Something's going on. What did you think of the Super Bowl, by the way?
I thought it was fun. And my favorite
I had a great time.
Chris coming out. I love Luda. I love Luda Chris. I pop so hard.
Killer Demons for Gen X has the comment of the night with saying, does Luca live on the second floor? He lives upstairs from you. Yes, you think you've seen him.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun Super Bowl. I did.
It was really good. I watched originally. I was like, I'll just watch for the commercials. And the first half was a little boring, but tough.
Boring, very so. Mm-hmm.
But man, that second half kicked into high gear.
And Usher killed it.
Yeah, Usher was good. But man, when Luda showed up.
Oh, my feelings.
Yeah, people like.
I have a lot of Luda in my music, actually.
Really?
I love Ludacris. Underrated. Oh, use a hoe. Come on, Glenn. That's a classic.
Like, he's in one of my favorite SNL sketches ever with Andy Samberg as the Blizzard Man.
Yes. Good shit. Little
like, if you watch the Blizzard Man sketch and just watch how Luda sells it,
yep,
it's absolutely incredible.
Well, I haven't watched that in a while. I need to go back and rewatch it.
There's like 8 of those sketches.
Yeah.
And they're all A+.
Yeah, there's a playlist somewhere on YouTube. Last time I watched it, they were all like in a playlist nicely put together.
Absolutely. So Jada got a win. Poor Rizzo.
Yeah, so I was like, I need to start watching NXT Level Up because a lot of these women matches were very solid. I was like, when are they getting so good in the ring? And then I realized it's Level Up. Maybe you are onto something with Level Up, Glenn.
The problem is we do that podcast. Yeah. After SmackDown when Level Up debuted.
Well, I didn't mean watch it live. You can go back and watch it anytime.
When you get done with the Friday night podcast, after you do your watch along, after you talk about it with me, do you want to watch wrestling after that? Immediately?
I don't. That's why I said I wouldn't watch it. As a matter of fact, I don't really watch any wrestling outside of what I watch live because I watch so much of it live. And then I cover it and then I talk about wrestling. So believe it or not, I don't like watching wrestling when I don't have to.
I've watched some AEW pay-per-views when I wasn't covering them. I've watched some secondary WWE stuff when I wasn't covering it. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, I did watch part of Raw last night. I wanted to see what Cody was going to say. But, oh man, so.
Did you notice that Cody said, the only reason why I'm fighting The Rock is Roman is because of you guys. And I feel like that right there is him blaming the fans. Like, he doesn't want to lose at WrestleMania. That's why he has given up the match. He said, the only reason why I'm doing it is because of you guys. So now he's going to put the blame on him losing on the fans.
Mm.
That's what he should do.
That's what he should do?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about Dijak being frustrated over Joe Gacy, and he was packing up his Hard Justice tote bag.
I didn't know where this was going.
I didn't know either.
But then we found out.
I was like, oh, he's got a duffel bag for Hard Justice.
Yeah.
But then we had Carmelo Hayes versus America's Sweetheart Joe Gacy.
First of all, please refer to him as him.
He ain't him.
Oh, he's him. He's all of him. You know why? Like, Carmelo had it before, right? Like, I always liked Melo, but my God, maybe I just like heels a lot, but he just got that extra swagger now. Like, it's, I wanted to be that fur coat that he was wearing, Glenn. That's basically all I'm trying to say.
I feel you. Oh,
Dylan, you wanted to be the fur coat too?
No, Dylan made the mashup. Dylan, I can't play it on the air or we'll get a copyright strike.
I'm gonna we'll look it at it later.
So
can you please say him against Joe Gacy?
Yes, it was him against Joe Gacy. And Joe Gacy becoming a big baby face.
He's only because he's facing Melo, the biggest heel in the company right now.
Yes.
That's a default. Like, he was getting chance. I was like, God, they really don't like Melo because I was rooting for Melo. I don't like Joe Gacy. He freaks me out. The upside down camera during his entrance trips me out. But yeah, I thought this was a fun match, but I just don't know that this is what I would have done with Melo after the heel turn, after the sick promo, and then he attacks Dragunov, and then he just giving Joe Gacy. It felt like a little bit of a downgrade to me for the position that Melo's at right now.
Yeah, I think given what's going on with Melo and how he's like the biggest heel in NXT right now, it definitely was a little bit of like, why is he facing? Yeah.
Having caught another promo, call out Dragunov, knowing that Dragunov is not there. Maybe do a fake out like he did with Trick last week. You know what I mean? Like something more than Joe Gacy. Joe Gacy just wasn't what I expect from Melo to do after his big heel turn.
But it was good, though, because it gave him someone he could beat without there being issues, right?
Okay, Glenn.
But
no, I didn't like it.
But I think it made him look dominant. Although, okay, here's the part.
He didn't look dominant because it took forever to beat Joe Gacy.
Yes. Okay, let me offer this theory. The biggest problem with this tonight is that they had Gacy. They had Gacy trick him at that point. You know what I mean? That was the issue I had with it. It looked weird for Carmelo to be like, oh, where'd he go? And then Gacy hits him out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know? Carmelo doesn't need to be in any kind of like silly roles at the moment. He is him, and he should not be fighting Joe Gacy.
Yes. I think that's my big critique, is that Gacy was too competitive.
Yeah.
So it's not that Gacy was facing Carmelo. It's that...
I have an issue with that, though. But
they use this... They use this more to advance Dijak. This was more about Dijak and Gacy than it
Dijak
was about
Dijak is a psycho. We'll get into that.
Yeah, so Dijak came out and put Gacy in a straitjacket because he's crazy.
Please don't say it like that's how it went down, Glenn. He beat him with some nice thick thing. He was very bad. This man is
those punches were stiff when he was hitting the back of his head.
I was like, I felt like I was watching some kind of like reality show that I shouldn't be watching. Like, if this man is not, like, mentally stable, you're putting him in a straitjacket, why are you beating him up like that? It's going to be a straitjacket fight, isn't it?
Oh, they should do another one of those blindfold matches.
Okay, Glenn, chill.
Dylan Matthews saying Joe Gacy is WWE's Moxley.
Funny you said that, because the last time we saw someone in a straitjacket in WWE, it was Dean Ambrose.
Well, he was the lunatic.
Oh my God. Remember what was the name of the call? The Ambrose Asylum match? I was
Ambrose Asylum because he's the lunatic fringe.
I was there for that.
Yes. Oh, here we go. RDX 200. Who does Issa prefer, Carmelo or Roman?
Stop asking that question. Everybody knows the answer. Roman is always number one. However, because I do have to work on Tuesday nights and I do have to cover, I like to have a little crush on every show that I watch because it makes it more entertaining. Doesn't mean that we'll ever overtake the king, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. But I'm saying, Melo on Tuesdays? Okay. I don't mind. Okay? I don't know. I gotta see Trick too because Trick was my crush, you know? But the Trick is off TV. I haven't seen him, so...
Trick's your crush?
Trick. Trick Willie! He was my crush in NXT, but I really like Melo as a heel. It's interesting.
Trick's
respectfully.
Trick's physique is just like a comic book character, soup like Rob Liefeld. You look at that drawing, and you're like, people like that don't really look like that, right? Like,
he's so tall.
Yeah, and his physique is just insane.
And he's got like the swagger. I actually interviewed him, and I held it together quite well. I was very proud of myself.
Did you know?
Yes, but I did tell him. I was like, "You are it.
You are it."
It. But you know, I'm just saying, like, he was the crush, but now you have Melo, and now he's interesting. You know, just saying, Melo so is great at the heel.
But so I'm with you a little bit. Melo didn't need to have this match
at all
tonight. This could have been anyone beating up Joe Gacy, but it was Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, but Dijak, that looked rough. It was a little too much.
Lash Legend and Jakar Jackson backstage got into it with Jordan and Petrovic.
Yeah.
Brinley Reese was there. I really like Brinley Reese and her energy.
I really like Lash Legend and her energy.
Lash is great too. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about Brinley's match. Lash and Jakara, like, that's a hell of a... This is why we need NXT Women's Tag Titles again.
You need to relax.
If we had NXT Women's Tag Titles, there mm-hmm. are at least...
Two tag teams, Glenn?
I was going to say four.
Okay.
We could make some more, you know?
That's what we said in the main roster, too. The women's tag team is not. They need to be one. They need to be four. Problem is that they haven't brought down the women's tag teams to NXT, even though they're supposed to be defended in all brands.
But the challenge, and this is the problem with Kari and Asuka being the women's tag champs, it's not believable anyone's going to beat them unless Charlotte comes back and teams with Becky.
They have enemies now. I'm pretty sure they can get beaten with somebody helping.
But in a straight, fair, clean match.
Or what if Bayley and Dakota beat them?
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun.
Dakota's with Bayley.
Sol Ruka, by the way, returned to NXT Live over the weekend.
I heard somebody commented that on my chat. That made me very happy. Oh. I figured because her, Nikita, Wendy, it feels like it was within months of each other. So I feel like all these returns should be happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you go on Nikita and NXT Stars Instagrams, I wish I had the link. They're doing a fundraiser. They're doing an polar plunge in the ocean to raise money for the Florida Special Olympics.
That's incredible. I love yes. that.
It's cool. So yeah, they're all raising money for that. Check that out. Okay, so thank you everyone in the chat tonight. God, Justine, Killer of Demons, Alicia.
A lot of people watching. Max,
Dylan,
people,
Mike,
Facebook Spencer. Too. Angie over on Facebook. I see some Facebook love too in the chat.
Max Feldman. Wow. Like, just a ton of people tonight in here. This is great. MDB. See, you all know the truth, which is NXT is consistently the most entertaining professional wrestling show.
Yeah.
In the entire universe.
The real ones watch NXT.
Absolutely. So good. So good. So we got more about the new faction. Goodness is man's struggle. Evil, however, is human nature. Who could it be? Who could be behind this?
I have no idea.
Don't know. We heard from Obafemi.
I love this promo.
You like this promo? And what about him getting confronted by Alexis King?
My favorite line was, send anybody, but don't send anybody you want to see go back. I was like, yo, like, you don't need to go that hard. I like the promo. I like his presentation. He's still there. The crowd loves him. The ooh, chants were there. Like, the NXT crowd has been great the last 2 weeks. We'll see how they do next Tuesday. Would have been pre-recorded. Are they going to get fatigued or are they going to keep the energy going? Lexus King is so good at his job that I get so aggravated every time that I see him. And I feel like, isn't that what he's supposed to be doing right now? Like, that's his role, and he's very good at it. I see him, and I'm like, why? Like, he just gets on my nerves. It's the beard.
It is the beard. I was just about to say, I see his beard, and I just get angered.
Yeah, for no reason. And isn't that, technically speaking, what a good heel does?
Absolutely. Obafemi is going to murder Lexus King in the ring.
10 out of 10.
It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. But big story. The heartbreak felt around the world as Brooks Jensen attacked Josh Briggs backstage, setting up a one-on-one match.
He grew up there.
Ava showed up, told him to take it somewhere else.
Where are they going to take it? The parking lot? That's even worse. Why is she wishing death upon them? You know,
because I've spent 2 years calling them Brooks and Dunn, you know, it didn't occur to me until just now.
What?
That they have reverse initials, that they're BJ and JB.
Okay, that's amazing.
Never even dawned on me.
Well, I thought this was funny, the way he just showed up and he was like, I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah. So that match, long time in the making. Will Sebastian show up and make an appearance?
You and your Sebastian obsession. Like, you need to stop.
That was a good story. That was the best storyline they were ever involved in.
Sebastian sent some great roses. And not on Valentine's Day.
Ooh, do you think Kiana James will show up, be in one corner, and Fallon will be in the other?
No.
Okay. Long-term storytelling.
Yeah, Sebastian. Shout out to Sebastian.
So... then we had Kiana James with Izzy Dame versus Brinley Reese.
Another solid match.
This was fun. Brinley's good.
Very wrestling heavy show tonight, but I love seeing these women that I'm just not familiar with, and they get out there and they look really good. That's why I said it. Maybe NXT Level Up might be worth checking out.
Yeah. Stevie Turner's been on there lately.
Live or?
So she's been wrestling on.
I was talking about her gimmick. That's why.
Oh, yes. Oh, is she live streaming? I don't think she's still doing that, is she?
Is she an IRL streamer or just like a regular streamer? Because if she's an IRL streamer, then she's streaming her matches.
It's actually kind of amazing if it's just a gimmick and she's not on Twitch at all.
Is she? I don't even know if she is. I think it is a gimmick.
Okay.
Smart gimmick, though.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, they did it with the Grayson Waller, and then they took it away in the main roster. But it would be funny if she was, like, in real life streamer. You know what I mean? And, like, she would go live for her matches. That would be hilarious.
So, Kiana James beat Brinley Reese tonight.
Of course she does.
But Brinley's still keeping it positive.
Of course. That's what she does.
She was hyped after losing. I like that ray of positivity. And I think that what's interesting about it is... let me finish.
Okay,
so let me give you the two potential scenarios for a character. One is, though, she's just like babyface Bailey, super positive, yada, yada, yada. That's fine. I like that sort of character. But the amazing angle, which I feel like they're leaning into a little bit, is she is like one of those social media fitness influencers who's just like so overly positive about everything. That it's kind of like annoying no matter what happens to them. They're still just, you know, everything happens for a reason. Like, and that character
nothing bad ever happens to them, though.
And even when it does, it's all part of the universe's plan for them.
Okay, Glenn. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. But then we had the main event. What was that new camera they were using on the Wolf Dogs backstage?
It was amazing.
Yeah, 8K.
Yeah.
Looking great.
So many Ks. It was ridiculous.
So many. All the Ks.
Mm-hmm.
8 of them. That was really cool. I really liked that. And then we went to the match. Tony D, the family, versus the Wolf Dogs for the NXT Tag Team Championship. This match was incredible, hard-hitting. I thought at any point either team could win. Sax and Tony with the combo moves.
They're attacking.
I know, and they brought it tonight. This
They did. This might be my favorite match they ever had, and they had the tag teams for a while, and we've been big fans of them. But I really love what they brought to the table tonight. The table. Speaking of the table,
yeah,
that
oh my God.
Table spot was everything. It was like the table understood the assignment and knew exactly how to implode. It was a thing of beauty. I need to find it on social media and retweet it because I love the table spot.
And I saw
the end of days, Glenn. You know, that's my favorite.
Although the end of days didn't finish the match.
But they protected it. He didn't pin.
He didn't kick out.
Right.
Yeah, Braun got the pin, but the table, they put some other stuff on there. So and that made it sound like a much more devastating break.
It was such a perfect table spot.
Yeah, it was really good. This whole match was awesome. And when I was watching this, I was like, okay, well, if Braun is going to the main roster, then maybe the family retain. Like, I legitimately did not know
it was going to win. I was brainstorming the same thing as well.
I was like, but it's kind of weird to be the Dusty Cup winner and then not win the tag team titles.
It's happened before, no?
I know, but it's not. Normally, the story they like to tell is there's momentum.
Right, right. I like Braun and Baron together. They have grown on me since the moment they came together. Their little segment backstage hyping each other was hilarious. Do you feel like a wolf? Yes. You feel like a dog? Yes. You feel like a wolf dog? No. At some point, Baron has to embrace the wolf dog name. And when that happens, we will all rejoice.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin is so good.
Heck of a match tonight in the main event.
Yeah, so much fun. You guys should go back and rewatch it.
It was good. There was a lot of
new tag team champions.
I know. What did Tony D and Stax do from here, aside from their lawyer to contest the victory?
They'll probably get the titles back. Because
they did before.
If Braun Breaker is going to the main roster, like you said. But I'm very happy for Baron Corbin, most specifically. He mentioned he hasn't had gold in 6 years.
6 years.
He held the United States Championship. So it's exciting to see him have, especially NXT Gold, because he's such a staple of NXT, especially if you watch. What was the name of the show, Glenn? I watched that show so much.
Breaking Ground?
Yes, like he was the best. So I'm happy to see him win some gold.
He's had a great career thus far, and it's nowhere near over. I mean, if you look at what he accomplished with the championship, the United States Championship, pinning Roman Reigns, the last person to pin Roman Reigns.
You need to relax. Nobody needed to bring that up. Like, ain't nobody bringing that up. We're talking about his NXT career here.
The whole bum-ass Corbin.
We loved it. We were big fans of it.
He was the constable. He dressed like he tended to bar at the Olive Garden.
The constable was something.
Andre Battle Royal winner.
Remember when he was the scapegoat for the authority? Like, yes. The show sucks and it's all Baron Corbin's fault.
He's great. And he's been doing phenomenal work with Braun Breaker. Really, yeah. If anyone had to take it off Tony D and Stax, I'm glad to see him. Stax is coming to his own. I know we talk about Tony D'Angelo a lot.
Stax Mahomes. Did you notice how much he looks like the quarterback guy? He looks just Mahomes. Like him. Yeah, he looks just like him.
Are you a Mahomes fan? Are you a Mahomie?
Yeah, I like him.
Good. Heck of a game in overtime that they played.
Yeah, he's very talented. I think he's going to be this generation's Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady's gone. Like, we need a new goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But no, Stax had a great showing tonight. This was all really good. Can't complain.
Yep, I had a lot of fun watching the main event. And as much as of D'Angelo family fans that we are, I do feel the same way as you do. If somebody had to take it out on him, I'm really happy to see the Wolf Dogs go over here because they have really grown on me. And I don't know that this is the last time we see D'Angelo and Stax with the belts. I think they get them back eventually. I do.
For a third time, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We will see what happens. We're covering it all here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. So tomorrow night, AEW Dynamite, tune in for the Wednesday night.
Like, it's so depressing. Like, it's a Valentine's Day single, and you got to watch Dynamite. Like, does it get any worse than that? I'm talking about me. I have to watch Dynamite, so.
There you go. And then Friday, we'll be back for SmackDown.
It's going to be the best SmackDown ever.
The Rock and Roman Reigns.
I wonder, did you see the numbers they did last week without the Rock and Roman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
That press conference, okay, aside from the fact we didn't get to ask any questions of wrestlers after.
We weren't going to ask any questions at the press conference. Yeah. I don't know what people were expecting, but I
absolutely
told everybody
packed.
That we were not.
Absolutely packed. The line to get in was insane.
Yeah.
People were buzzing about it and talking about it. It was a big deal. WWE was very smart to do that.
And I thought the Vegas crowd was amazing.
Yeah. So everybody
Raw did 1.7 million, so Cody cannot bring the ratings that Roman and The Rock can bring. So just pointing that out.
Well, there you go. Have a great Valentine's Day, everyone. We will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. She's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva with a 1. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. See you back here soon. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.